Losing hope that McClellan would ever move his men, Lincoln, at the beginning of December, had proposed a workable plan to have half of the Army of the Potomac make a feint toward Centerville to hold the enemy in place. The other half would march or sail south along the Potomac River, and then come up on the Confederate Army's rear to destroy the railroad supplying Johnston at Manassas and trap the enemy force. McClellan, who privately sniffed that the president did not understand the logistics of moving large armies, Lincoln did, opposed the maneuver, although just such an operation worried Johnston the most. McClellan told Lincoln he was hatching a plan far better and bolder than advancing on Manassas. But fearing leaks, the general would not share its details with the president, and Lincoln, still in his rookie year as commander-in-chief, did not think he had a right to know them. A quarantine then fell over McClellan's campaign plan when 2 days before Christmas he was stricken with typhoid and incapacitated for 3 weeks. New Year's Day, 1862, was gloomy for Lincoln. The Confederacy had embarrassed his administration with a string of high-profile victories, and the Army of the Potomac was sitting still in winter quarters with its commander confined to his bed. There were bright spots beyond McClellan's army. Outside Northern Virginia, the war was not going particularly well for the South. Missouri and Western Virginia had been lost. The Federals held much of Kentucky and threatened Tennessee. The Union Navy controlled key points along the Virginia and Carolina's coasts, beginning a blockade that soon would become punishing. And within months, the Union Navy and Army would occupy strategically important New Orleans. But the Army of the Potomac was the war's center of attention. Rebel Northern Virginia was within Lincoln's eyesight when he gazed at it from the roof of the Executive Mansion. Congress watched Northern Virginia as well, as did reporters from the powerful Washington and New York papers. So did the entire nation, for that matter. With the transfer of the Confederate capital to Richmond, the 106 miles between it and Washington, D.C., became a focal point of the Civil War, where some of its most crucial battles would be fought.